This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. One of the themes this August is electrons run amok in financial markets. Last week, Goldman Sachs software put a dent in the whole options market. 2 days later, the whole NASDAQ market wouldn't start and needed to call AAA for a boost. Earlier in the month, some kind of error, still under investigation, caused a phantom 6% spike on the Shanghai stock market. Let's check in on this with Jason Voss at the CFA Institute in New York, the group that charters financial analysts. Jason, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Jason, you didn't just fall off the turnip truck. You used to manage an investment fund, right?
I did. Yes, indeed.
Well, we hear about this high-frequency computer-driven trade. Special computer networks are built to give some of these folks nanosecond advantages.
Yeah. In fact, NASDAQ and the Chicago Mercantile Exchange are spending tens of millions of dollars to build a tower, one in Chicago and another in New York, to sort of raise itself up above the curvature of the earth. And by defeating the curvature of the earth, trades can happen 4 milliseconds faster.
But it's a lot more than high-frequency trades. There's a kind of arms race for algorithms here as well.
That's exactly right. That's the other part of the story, the part that you don't hear much of in the media, is it's not just about speedy execution. It's about the sophistication of these computer programs. But they're also kind of brainless in a particular way. Yes, there's human error in entering trades, but once those algorithms are in place, they can run amok and they do dumb things like take 99% of the value of a stock away.
So the algorithms can help determine something that's crucial, which is how much the other guy is willing to pay for a stock?
Well, that's exactly right. This is how they can be dangerous. It's kind of like a doe in springtime in front of a line of stags, and she may, you know, lift a tail, flit it about or whatever, and maybe say two stags sort of break from the pack and indicate, wow, we're interested.
So these algorithms have a way of sensing if you're interested in buying and perhaps at what price.
Yeah, exactly. They quote dangle. So they show you, you know, an offering of a stock at one particular price. And then as soon as you indicate, okay, yeah, I'd like to execute the transaction there, then they raise the bid, you know, ever so slightly. And they do that until the price is way outside of your range.
Now, the tendency is to conclude that the little guy is a loser when the titans use the heavy artillery. But it's a certain kind of little guy.
That's right. Yeah, it's the little guy who's super interested in fast speed execution. In other words, the day trader is really at a disadvantage. But the more long-term investors are actually going to do probably pretty well here because markets are much more efficient. And because of that, price execution is better, liquidity is better. And so if you're a long-term investor, you're probably going to do okay.
Jason Voss at the CFA Institute, thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks for having me.